This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
7:19 in the morning, you're listening to The Morning Run with Shazana Chuang and Chen Li. It's Wednesday, the 25th of May. In the meantime, Sapura Energy's stock price has been buoyed as of late on the back of reports that the government is mulling proposals to rescue the beleaguered oil and gas company. The Edge Weekly last week reported on the possibility of MOF Inc. stepping in to provide financial assistance to Sapura.
Earlier in the year, former Prime Minister Dato Sri Najib Razak was among the most vocal in calling for Petronas to take over Sapura Energy. Back in March, Petronas issued a statement to deny any discussions with the government on taking a significant stake in the company.
Sapura was once a star of the oil and gas sector, but it was actually worth over 30 billion ringgit at one point in time. But it's now just worth half a billion ringgit currently. So as of January, its short-term debt amounted to over 10 billion ringgit. Of course, the Malaysian government has a long history of bailing out GLCs. But it's worth taking stock of lessons from the previous case before jumping in to rescue Sapura Energy.
So if we look at a 2017 paper by the think tank Ideas, the government is estimated to have spent over 85 billion ringgit to bail out GLCs over the past 30 odd years. I'm sure this figure has only risen in the years since. So the question we're asking today is, should the government continue to salvage floundering GLCs? And joining us to discuss this issue further is P. Gunasegaram, independent business writer, regular commentator on BFM. Guna, good morning. Thanks very much for joining us. So let's start the conversation with a bit of a history lesson of sorts. In brief, what are the patterns and lessons from previous government bailouts of GLCs? From your observations, have there actually been bailouts that led to a subsequent successful turnaround of a GLC?
I think one needs to define a bailout. So I think the Investopedia definition, which is quite good, is it is an injection of money from a business, individual or government into a failing company to prevent its demise and the ensuing consequences. So the main remark there is it is a failing company. But I would add another condition, saving the original shareholder without being rewarded sufficiently for the risk. So helping companies during COVID-19 is actually a bailout, and especially if the loans are on favorable terms and grants, But saving the shareholder is a bailout. Saving the business is not, So when you're talking about the bailout, then the first thing we need to think about is, does the company have a good chance of being turned around? And two, are the providers of funds being adequately rewarded for risk? Thus, a grant is a bailout, but a soft loan is also a bailout, but a commercially priced loan which can be converted into equity at a reasonable price may give some reward for risk taken, and therefore it can be acceptable. So ultimately, it's a judgment call. Can the company be turned around, and how can it be done? On successful bailouts, I can't think of recent ones, but major banks in Malaysia have been previously successfully turned around without rescuing the original shareholders, who were largely diluted out by equity injections. Examples would be Maybank in the 60s, United Asian Bank, Bank Bumitra, which was injected into CIMB, RHB Bank, etc.
Yeah, so Gunnar, do you think there's a bailout? If a bailout would occur for Sapura, can that be one which is structured to benefit all parties, do you think?
I think ultimately, it will be a judgment call. But what should be done in this case is to study the business and see whether it has a chance of working out. If it has got very little or no chance of being turned around, then no matter what the consequences, it is best to shut it down, because eventually it will fail anyway. So it's no point rescuing it. You mount a rescue only if you think that the business can be sustainable in the future with the measures that you're taking now.
So help us understand, in your assessment, how important is Sapura Energy in the GLC landscape? Why is there so much riding on this company?
I think it was by far the largest integrated oil and gas services company in Malaysia. And it was the second largest in the world. So it has got a certain amount of heft. There are some 3,500 employees. But if you look at the big picture numbers, for the year to January 31st, 2022, operating loss was 2.2 billion on revenue of 4.1 billion. So it still got a business in terms of the revenue. There is an order book of 6.6 billion and a bid book, you know, which represents jobs that they are bidding for. There is a bid book of 28 billion. You know? So there seems to be some kind of a business going there, and bank loans of 10.3 billion. So the existing management thinks it can be turned around, but are asking for a haircut on the loans of 75%, which I think is excessive. But there are different ways of structuring it such that you can have a convertible loan, for instance, or refinancing package, which will allow the financiers some kind of reward for the equity risk that they are taking.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And as you said, Gunnar, there are so many different permutations in terms of how a bailout, if you want to term it that, for Sapura might take shape. We know that Sapura is undergoing some restructuring with its creditors at the moment. And we've heard how both Petronas and MOF Inc. have been named as a potential white knights coming in to rescue Sapura Energy. Could I just get your thoughts on what are the implications of a Petronas supporting Sapura versus MOF Inc. supporting Sapura? Is there any tangible difference to taxpayers or you know the country depending on who comes in?
I think neither of them should bail them out. Now, the Minister of Finance Incorporated has no idea of the business. You know, the oil field gas services business. Mm. Petronas might go. If you ask Petronas to rescue it, for instance, then Petronas will be invested in the oil field services, and they therefore may be forced to take Sapura's services when it may not be the best. So it's a situation where it could be conflicted as mainly an upstream a downstream producer of oil. And an upstream producer of oil-related products. Sapura must be safe only if there's a commercial reason for that. But the point to note is neither Sapura shareholders nor management has asked for a bailout. The Sapura CEO said in an interview that they are trying to sort matters out at the banks and have a plan to return the group to profitability. They have not asked for any help. Mm-hmm. So leave them alone to work it out. You know, oil prices have improved. So it may be possible to salvage the business and return it to profitability on a commercial basis. So let's not jump the gun first.
Yeah, so why is this discussion taking place? Is there a political element to all this?
Yes, definitely. Definitely there is. I think the... former Prime Minister Najib Razak is basically trying to say this is a Bhumiputra business, and it ought to be saved. It's rather political in nature. That's not exactly the same thing that he said when he was in power, for instance, you know, when he was Prime Minister. So, but you know, there has to be a justification for a rescue of Sapura. So, and the justification has got to be commercial. So, but this issue is being politicized. So, which is not a good thing. Then things get muddied up, and people don't see things in clear perspective as a result of that. This is a commercial deal. Let commercial reasons prevail, as far as the rescue plan is concerned.
So Sapura Energy is a listed company, in contrast with many private GLCs in existence. How can there be better oversight of private GLCs and their management? And can you just tell us in very quick 30 seconds?
That's a big question. But basically, when government gets into business, they have to be very careful. Most of the Petronas, Khazanah National and PNB GLCs are doing well, but not so the others, especially the state-owned ones, where the extent of total losses are not even known. Almost every state in the country has got various GLCs. Some are big, some are large, and so on. So for the three groups I mentioned, the government has put in many initiatives to improve governance, competence, and accountability. But the one case which was the outlier was 1MDB, which was unfiltered, which had its own set of rules, was unregulated, and reported to just one man, former PM Najib Razak. And we all know what happened as a result. So ultimately, it is good governance and getting the right people to run the GLCs, which is important.
Gunnar, thank you as always for speaking to us. That was P. Gunasegaram, independent business writer, weighing in on the Sapura Energy bailout saga and whether it should be bailed out. Absolutely not. He says it should be based on, any bailout should be based on commercial interests.
Yeah, there's a commercial element to it. But of course, in Malaysia, there's always the additional political element.
Yeah, and I think also, of course, there's different perspective to things. One is, can this company actually come out of this financial crisis on their own? And do they really need to be bailed out? And of course, there's also the other saying that, you know, we might need to give them the bailout so that we can help with the job opportunities and people being employed. So there's always all these kind of two-sided discussion that, you know, depends on which side you're on.
Well, if you want to hear more perspectives, the Evening Edition also covered this issue with economist Dr. Nung Sari A. Radi yesterday. You can look up that podcast on the BFM app. Look up the title, To Save or Sell Sapura Energy. Weigh in, WhatsApp us at 01878899889 or tweet us at BFM Radio with your comments. Stay tuned to BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.